USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NFL and Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson settled on an 11-game suspension for his inappropriate behavior towards massage therapists. After denying the American people sovereignty with the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden is installing a fence encircling his Delaware home. The cost you and I are paying is nearly $500,000. Foot Locker named Ulta Beauty Incorporated Chief Executive Mary Dillon as its next CEO, succeeding Richard Johnson, who is retiring. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Cineworld Group, the owner of Regal Cinemas, is preparing to file for bankruptcy within weeks. The group appears unable to recover from the government's pandemic lockdowns. Cineworld is expected to file a Chapter 11 petition in the United States and is considering filing an insolvency proceeding in the United Kingdom. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A solar storm sparked a shimmering aurora visible in space. NASA astronaut Bob Hines caught the aurora on camera on the International Space Station Wednesday following a moderate solar outburst. Apple has announced security threats.
Apple has disclosed serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Mac that could potentially allow attackers to take complete control of these devices. Apple's explanation of the vulnerability means a hacker could get full admin access to the device that would allow intruders to impersonate the device's owner and subsequently run any software in their name. Security experts have advised users to update affected devices. Apple did not say in the report how, where, or by whom the vulnerabilities were discovered. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thank you, Ellie. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
We know more about a South Florida man who died after eating raw oysters last month at the Rustic Inn Crab House in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The autopsy revealed Rocky Pinkney had several drugs in his system, including fentanyl, cocaine, cannabis, oxycodone, and opiates, according to the medical examiner's report. The Biden administration open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants from around the world. Not only are they getting free money to come here from non-government organizations, plus the strain on America's power grid must handle the millions and millions of people illegally in this country. With all the violence and crime in New York City, Mayor Adams' focus is on Texas Governor Greg Abbott for busing people to the Big Apple. Governor Abbott on ABC News.
He didn't say that to President Biden when President Biden was flying people from Texas to New York. And so he's really nothing more than a hypocrite. He's playing politics with all of this. He's also being a hypocrite because New York City is a self-declared sanctuary city. And so why he's ever complaining for one moment about these people being bused into a city goes against his own self-declaration of being a sanctuary city.
NASCAR racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.